Thank you very much. Thank you.
So wait a minute. So the lunar eclipse, according to the Mayans, doesn't have any real significance. There's no significance, actually. Everybody made a big deal out of nothing.
It was never meant to be a big deal. It's just, it would be like everybody around got calendars, those that follow time. And December the 31st, those calendars will be over.
Okay. What was the date?
December 31st. He's just talking about regular calendars. It's just like a regular calendar runs down. And
when it's done, you have to get another one. Okay? No problem.
Right.
So you do. Well, is it a big deal that this 2000, whatever it is, calendar is going to be outdated very soon? No. Did things happen to you in 2010? Yes. Are some of those significant or noteworthy? Maybe. But does that mean that the calendar predicted that those things would befall you? Did your calendar this year say that James and Bob would cancel everybody's debt and tear up all of the banks and get rid of all of the, and put the tea baggers in charge of everything and undo everything and put the lower the gross domestic product to the lowest amount it's ever been? Well, not ever been, but to the point that it mattered that it be. Is this the calendar that you roll along and say, hey, how is this working this millennia, this 10-year, or what do you call century? What is 10 years, Carolyn?
We decade. Decade dance, yeah.
You went from a decade where you had no debt, and now you're at $11 trillion. In debt.
But people probably predicted all that, right? Including the substance called ion.
Then you must send a thank you card to those Mayans for laying it all out.
Christmas will be $12 trillion.
We're actually just pulling the parallel in that it's not, you can't add it, well, you can. A lot of people do, but it doesn't serve you well or much. It's just the what you call the passing of time, and we don't even acknowledge the time.
Yeah, and look at the Bible makes a big deal about the blood moon. What were they making a big deal about?
What is that?
Now, the prophets were looking at the blood, at the trails. Nostradamus did it, too. It's not too big a secret.
So did they relate the blood moon to a significant human thinning of the veil event?
Yeah, the end of the beginning.
All right, so you got the Mayan prediction, which is calendrical and not relevant, really, but there is
the... They got up on a tower, and every night they looked and seen what they seen. And what they saw became the element of the calendar. And they seen what they seen till they saw so often that it started to become a cycle. So now the same cyclical cycle of seeing this was Saul, and then the sea was Saul, and then the Saul was seen in a cylinder. And then the sea of the Saul and the cylinder was seen. Once the sea of the cylinder was Saul and the scene, then they decided, gosh, look a here. What do y'all see? We see the Saul seen cylindrical, cyclical cycle of seeing. Oh my God. So if you see the Saul that's seen in a cyclical cycle that sizes up what's going on, you start noticing repetition. And then if there's a day when things in the scene, Saul seen, sign, seen, cyclical sign that's different, they'd make a little mark on a piece of rock. And they'd lay it down on a little thing. And then somebody would make it in a great big cycle. So they did a 13,000-year deal, and then that swoops up into your 26,000-year, which isn't even accurate because that wasn't then. I mean, y'all have made it out. Y'all have even bastardized even all that, which is goes to support our case that there is no time. If there was time, you ought to be able to keep up with it better.
Yeah, so Anthony's on the scene. It was the beginning of the effect of a kind of writing. It was an eye bias culture. Started to emphasize the eye too much. They should stay in the jungle.
It wasn't a bias. It was just. It would be
a new evolution. It was a new environment to emphasize.
It was a representation of a Kodak putting it in a picture album.
Yeah, whereas the guys who didn't go out with the state.
So often, when you flip through the album, you'd see the same scene, cyclically. In a cylinder motion again.
Yeah, but some of them in South America stayed in the jungle, stoned on ayahuasca and that, and they didn't get into that kind of visual cycle
stuff. Sometimes a rolling a fatty will help you, Bob.
Help you what?
See the scene of the scene sign sequel.
Oh, did the Mayans take a fatty to help them see?
They were doing all the mushrooms and the various
she making sandwiches again?
A whole lot of stuff.
No, everybody down there was taking it, no matter what Amazonian condition they were in.
Well, I mean, hey, it's okay. I mean, otherwise, if you're going to go into a Beastmaster, you might better well be a little stoned on something or them.